And what next do I read of him? He took upon him the form of a servant. He was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And now we come to the reason why God has exalted him. Verse 9, wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, in the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Lord means he has supreme authority. And everyone is going to confess that. God has designed that this will be so. And he has exalted him because of his humiliation that Brother Brian had mentioned to us earlier. He went down, and there's a divine formula. If you want to go up, then you must go down. He that humbles himself shall be exalted. But he that exalts himself shall be brought low. Anything in which I boast, God has pledged himself, he's going to humble me in it. I will never forget when I told this story that my daughter, I'm supposed to be a teacher by profession. My daughter went to school with me the first day. She cried and cried. She didn't want to go to her class, and I was so embarrassed. The next day, she did the same thing, and the whole term, every day, she wept. God humbles us in the very areas where we feel we're strong. A teacher should be able to prepare his own child for school, right? It's so embarrassing. And my child is crying all the time. The very things in which we boast, God is going to humble us. It is a fact. It follows as the night follows the day. And so we discover, however, that the devil wanted to go up. So God sent him down. But the Lord Jesus went down. So God has exalted him. It is so very important. In the book of Colossians, chapter 1 and verse 19. Colossians 1 and verse 19. And I'm afraid we have to read this verse from the translation, Darby's translation, because as we see it here in the King James, it does not really make the sense that it ought to make. It should read in this, for in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell. I'll give you a little clue. Look at the word Father there in that verse 19. The two words, the Father. How are they written? In special print. It is an admission by King James writers that they put those words in because they thought it would help. Every time you see that, remember that. The writers of the King James translation put those words in to help. But if you take them out, they make better sense. Let me read it again. For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell. In eternity past, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit dwelt in Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ, as God's man on the earth, all the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in him. And also in chapter 2 and verse 9, notice this. Since the Lord Jesus became a man, this was true, but this will never cease. It continues to eternity in the future. Notice this. For in him dwelleth, present continuous tense, all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all dwell in the person of the Christ to eternity to come. It is a marvelous thing that God has exalted his Son. And in every place that we turn, God has exalted this blessed one. He is the true stone. He is the real rock. He is the true fortress. And God is going to make sure that all men honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. My final scripture, Hebrews chapter 12. Verses 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. God has set him at the right hand of his throne because of his sufferings. There he is, at the right hand of God, the one who suffered. He will never suffer like this again. When he came, the world rejected him and nailed him to a cross. When he returns, he'll come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yes. May the Lord help me that my heart becomes so attached to him that I see no man save Jesus only, that I hide in him for a refuge, that I build on him as a stone, and that I fight from that vantage point as I see him as my fortress. May the Lord bless each one, and may the Lord give you much more than what I have shared, for his name's sake. Amen.